Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you, but now you're gone and only these words remain. Life is short, but the list.
Everyone, it's Carly. It's it's the 20th today, and we are having Daniel Hall on the show, and he just got here. And we are going to be talking about murder in the vineyards. It's so good. I fell in love with the movie. And here he is. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you? Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I, like I told you last night, I fell in love with the movie, and it was so many twists and tunes in the movie that made it so good, and so I was on the edge of my seat the whole time. And how do you like playing something you've never played before? Because, you know, number one, you were sort of like a leading man, with the women, and, you know, I don't want to ruin the plot for everyone, but, how was it, being in a home movie and not being killed off, and, you know, the way the twists and turns, I mean, you know, at first I thought, oh, God, it can't be that cute little boy causing all this trouble. And, of course, I can't say anything more. I don't want to ruin the movie for everyone. So, yeah, how did you like it in that way?
I think what you're asking is how did I like doing a movie versus doing a TV show? Or?
Exactly.
Yeah, so I loved working on a movie. I think being on location is so rewarding, being actually in the vineyard, being out at an actual high school. Working on a set has its own perks that it's very comfortable and convenient. But I really love working out on a location. It feels like it's easier for me to really drop into the situation, fall in love in this case. I feel like it's just a much more grounding experience for me as an actor to be on an actual location rather than on a set.
I just thought that this movie was just one of the best Lifetime, you know, through because of the fact that you didn't know where the storyline was going from one moment to the next. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat, and I love how they saw the venues, too. I thought it was awesome. So where do you see the movie? And the venues look so real. So were you guys really outside in a venue?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we shot up at a place called, I think it's called Aqua Dolce. Aqua Dolce. It's up near Simi Valley, and it's got, it's a real vineyard. For whatever reason right now, I'm blanking on the name of it, but beautiful vineyard. It's actually not that small for a privately owned one family vineyard, but it was a really wonderful place to shoot because, like I said, you get to walk through the rows of grapevines and you kind of get to really drop into that world, and it was just a great location to shoot at, and it's only about an hour max, maybe about an hour away. So it's a beautiful location.
Well, I mean, like I, you know, is this the whole movie, this, was Ava really, is this take my breath away because of the location and how, you know, a movie like that, I mean, you know, you cannot make movies like that on a soap or anything, but it is awesome because I'm so addicted to Lifetime movies. It's not even funny. I mean, I love Lifetime movies so much. And I think it's so much better when you have a guest coming on to see you the night before. But in this case, people, do not see you at midnight. Do not see this movie at midnight because it's going to freak you out. You know, I saw around 7, and that was the perfect time because had I saw it at midnight, I would have really, really, really been, you know, really freaked out. So,
it
was
it's got its moments. It's got its moments. I think it's definitely got some good thriller, suspenseful stuff. I think it's great. First of all, the fact that you really liked it a lot and you're a big fan of Lifetime, that means a lot. So I appreciate that. First of all, that's a very sweet thing to say. And I think coming from you, someone who's a huge fan of this genre and all that, it really means a lot. So I appreciate it.
And is this, I mean, God, I would love to interview, you know, your leading lady on there because I've seen her and stuff, and, you know, right now I can't think of her name, but you and her made the movie. You and her made the, you know, besides the kid, you guys with the romance, and, you know, at the ending, I love the ending, and besides, I won that ring. That's all I can tell people. I won that ring now because I also fell in love with that ring. So, you know, people should just give me that ring Lifetime because I want it. And so was this movie, like, shot in a couple of days? Oh, did
it? It was shot over 10 days. So it was pretty quick.
Wow.
About 100 pages, and we shot it in 10 days. So 10 pages a day is a lot for a film. Very fast. We did a really nice job with that. I mean, the whole team over at Cartel Pictures, they really worked like a well-oiled machine. They've obviously done a few of these movies, and they know what they're doing. You know, you kind of just trust them to make the movie look great and work with the actors as fast as they can, but also in a very good, detailed way. And working with the leading lady, you were saying, Helena Mattson, she was incredible, so easy to get along with, easy to make the chemistry look palpable. And I think that was one of the reviewers actually said their chemistry was palpable. You could feel it. It felt like a real relationship, and that helped ground the movie. So I can't do much more than tip my hat to Helena. She was a real professional on set, and just easy to get along with, just a fun person. So makes it a lot more, it's just a lot easier to drop into that kind of a relationship, especially when you don't know somebody, when they're open and friendly and professional.
Well, if you happen to talk to her, you know, you can tell all about the fun of the show. And I'm
yes.
now obsessed with her. I mean, in a good way, people. Please do not do me.
I
would love to get her on the show because she did great. And I really thought the way the movie was going, I really thought at the end, because you guys always knew each other, you know, and she moved back to that town. I almost got that feeling. Like, she got pregnant with the daughter, and for a moment, I thought you were her father. That's where my head was going to.
That would have been a good twist.
Well, yeah, I mean, but Carly was wrong on that one. And Carly hates being wrong on Lifetime movies, but that's okay. And
that's
I know
okay.
we have limited time today, so I'm bringing on David, because if I don't bring on David, you know, I will be murdered, you know.
Oh, that's okay, yes. Bring him on.
I will be murdered in the vineyard. that's actually a good place to bury someone. Oh my God. Okay, see how my mind was. Okay.
I love it.
David. David. You're on.
Hi, Daniel. How you doing?
Hey, David. How are you? Good to hear you. Good to see you.
David. And I love that movie. It was a great movie. I'm a big fan of Twist
Thank
and
you.
Turn. And yeah. Because you did an awesome job. You and the whole cast were doing good. Got any movies coming up? Something you're doing? Got any things coming up?
Do I have another film coming up?
Yeah, anything probably coming up.
I did two Netflix movies where I actually did they're more, it's a voiceover gig, but you'll be seeing those. I'll keep you guys posted. It's more of a dubbing job. It was something to do during the pandemic because we couldn't go in and shoot anywhere. So they have these foreign language movies that I did the voice for, like the lead guy characters in two different movies, one from Germany, one from Poland. And so it'll just be voiceover. But it'll be kind of fun to watch those and hear my voice. So that's all that I have coming out now just because of the pandemic. I haven't been able
yeah.
to shoot anything in person. You know, I was recording those from home in my own home studio. But that's it so far, David. How you holding up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing real great. Got great news last week. I'm happy. So I'm doing well.
That's good. I'm glad you're COVID-free.
Yes, awesome. Well, you know, you want to come back anytime.
Well, David, I appreciate it, man. It's always great chatting with you, and I'm glad you're doing well, man. And I look forward to hearing your voice again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, well, we have one last caller, and of course it's Bobby. So let me bring Bobby on.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Carly. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Hey, it's great to hear you. This time I'm not calling from a restaurant or a bank where I had to just do three or five different things at one time. So you don't have to worry about me doing some transactions while I'm talking to you this time.
No problem.
Anyways, I just want to just say, Carly makes a good point about some of these Lifetime movies, and I was thinking about during the Fridays, we didn't have shows of catching up on Lifetime movies, but then again, I thought, watching it at 8 o'clock at night is too close to my bedtime, and I don't want to end up having bad dreams or something with some of these Lifetime movies being crazy. So I'm just basically been focusing on Saturdays when there's not any big games I'm recording or watching as far as playoffs, as far as the NBA or NHL or any major league teams that are playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and just watching it so I didn't get a chance to play catch up. I'm just down to five more Lifetime movies. So I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to record yours and add that to the mix or not before the NFL season starts, but I'll try to watch it.
Well, I appreciate that, man. It's hard right now. There's a lot of stuff you got to catch up on, and it's funny, even though there's seemingly a lot of time, we find ourselves spinning wheels because you don't feel like creative as much in these moments because you're feeling a little bit in survival mode, to be honest, you know? I think everybody's in survival. Yeah. Exactly.
But I just want to ask you, are there any plans of you returning back to Young and Restless anytime soon? Because looking at the replays of the recent episodes that re-aired, in addition to ones from 20, 30 years ago, what was great, but it seems like, you know, that I think it'd be great for you to come back and at least shake things up with Abby and her relationship.
Yeah, I right now I don't have any plans at this point. I don't know what their plans are, but hopefully soon. That'd be fun to do. I have not heard anything at the moment, so as far as that goes, unfortunately I don't have much to share on that front. But you know, it says so. You never know. You could come back in the next month or two and spin things up a little bit there in Genoa City. I'm always up to do that. I think it's such a great show to work on and incredible cast and team there, and I would love to do that. So hopefully, you know, hopefully from your lips to the producer's ears, you know?
Yeah. First of all, it would be great to have your co-star from your movie on this show, like Carly said, because I'd love to hear interest about her and see if she has a soap background or anything like that, because it would be nice to follow somebody that I may have seen years ago on a soap and just see her now. Because anyways, but
I know her sister's on a soap right now. Her sister, Helena's sister's on a soap, I think, General Hospital. I can't remember, but I know that much. But well, listen, Bobby, I appreciate the conversation, man. I'm glad to hear from you.
Yeah, I'll let you get back to Carly so she can wrap things up, and I'll just say goodbye at the end of the interview.
Sounds good, my friend. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right.
Okay, Bobby, thank you. And I just have one last question for Daniel. So are you still under stay-at-home order, or has it been lifted?
Say that again.
Are you still, you know, the stay-at-home order in California? Or has it been lifted for you guys?
We're still stuck pretty much. I mean, we can't go to restaurants unless they have outdoor seating. We're still quarantining. Like they're not opening bars. They're keeping us inside as much as possible as we can. You know, they want you to be going only if you need to go outside. It's not like for exercise and a couple of specific things, but definitely still quarantining, definitely still keeping it safe. Our numbers are still going up, as I'm sure you've seen in the media. Not great yet. I've been trying to surf more. I'm trying to get out to the beach and just surf. That's my new sort of a hobby, I guess you could call it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, but, you know, stay safe, Neil, and we really, 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 when you're back on Daytime After Dark anytime, let David know when you have a new movie, and please come back.
I'd love to, Charlie.
Have a great day.
Thank you for having me. You too. Take
care. Bye, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye,
okay,
Daniel.
Bye.
Bye, Bobby. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay. Bobby, are
this
you
time
there?
It was no surprise. This time it was no surprise. You actually knew that we were getting him out.
David, are you there?
Yeah.
So, you know,
I just want to say right now, I finished watching the entire series of Studio City from first episode to last night. And you were right. It is a good show. And I thank you for bringing on some of the guests. If you can bring back more of the guests from the show or the previous guests that you had on, like Sarah or Triska or Patrika, that'd be great because I would love to tell them what I thought of the show and what I thought of their characters.
Well, yeah. And so.
You hear me?
Yeah, I mean, I'm halfway done with Studio City,
It's just a short series. It's just a short film. Like it's just a short TV show. It's just like those old cartoons or Three Stooges films from the 40s or 50s that were 15 minutes long. So you can get through it. Because if I can get through 6 episodes of the Three Stooges in 2 hours, I can get through the whole series of Studio City within that same time frame. That's the way I look at it. But I'm not going to watch it again to just test myself for that.
Well, yeah, of course, and tomorrow, we will be having, Paul Gosselin from Misguided on, also, so, that
and,
will
and
be
what
time
that show going to be? Is it in the daytime or is it going to be at 8 o'clock at night, 8 our time, 5 o'clock your time?
Well, yeah, you're right. And,
I don't know what time it's going to be, so I make sure I set an alarm or remember that.
Because I can't get
Texas in now because my data is out.
You know, it's crazy that, you know, the summer is, oh my God, okay, hold on. David, I'm sorry, I really thought I unmuted you.
David? Hello?
David, you here now, right?
David? Or debate?
David, you here now?
Or hello?
David,
yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
It said you were not muted, that you were on, and
You hear me, Al?
I had trouble logging into Blog Talk today. That's why the show was like a minute late. So.
You hear me? Carly.
What?
Carly.
Yes.
You hear me?
What?
You hear me?
Yes, David, we can hear you.
Oh, thanks, John. Oh.
So, yeah, since we haven't said tomorrow, I do not want to make my voice any worse. So, have a great day, you guys, and we will have a longer time tomorrow. And
what
take
time,
care.
What time is the show? What time is the show?
And was in a hospital again from last night, so just was in a hospital, and have a great day, everyone.
What time is the show?
What time is the
show
tomorrow?
What?
What time is the
show?
Okay. David, will you be on tomorrow, so?
Yes, but what time is it? We actually, what time is it?
Oh, 5 p.m.
Okay, so that'll be 8 o'clock. All right. Well, it's been a while since we did one of those 8 o'clock shows, so I'll be there.
Okay.
Wait a minute. 5 p.m. Bye, Tyson.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Call you the next show.
She won't make eye contact with me, and you're the one who works. What's up, Doug? This is what's awkward for me, and Timmy is not here. And so here we are talking about it, and that's never great. I have to be honest. I had a breakdown in Rome afterwards. And it's not really bad, but I didn't really have her back. You know, Brady, I don't know this side of me. If this is a side of her, I don't know this person. Is this like the same? Like, I don't even know. Right. Yeah. That's weird. I feel like it's just not fair. It's definitely time for my friends to go. Love you guys. Yeah, this conversation must not be baby shopping.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. When we went to Rome, the first real night we had dinner, I confronted Denise. You said things about me, said things about Erica, to Brandy. I am pathetic. You can't stand me.
You didn't say these things to Brandy Brand?
Well, no. Immediately, she just started saying, I knew Brandy was trouble, so I distanced myself from her. We were never close. I had to talk to her. I have not spent much time with her. I don't talk to her much.
You didn't talk to her leading up to the party?
No. Denise has said that none of this is true. But even though
she's saying that, it's none of this is true.
None of this is true. You're a liar and you should never be believed. I asked her point blank if Brandy is lying and she said yes. How
did
I? I said back to her. I'm sorry. I believe Denise.
Why?
Hey, Bob, I'm here. Trey Bradshaw here. I'm Jared Blakely of Blakely Law Firm, and I seek justice for the victims of car accidents. In the vast majority of cases, there are three main factors that will determine if there can be monetary recovery for your accident injuries. One, the crash has to be the other person's fault. Two, there needs to be insurance coverage. Three, you have to be injured. Call me now at 954-222-4444. I'll personally answer the phone and discuss these three factors with you. Why wait? Call me right now. Find out if you have a case today.
We're not cocktail party talkers.
We're bad teachers.
Start spreading the news. The New York Girls Show. Extra.
I can appreciate the spectacle.
The Real Housewives of New York City. All of you, let me do that at 9 and catch up anytime on Bravo on demand.
Denise has said that none of this is true. You're a liar and you should never be believed. I asked her point blank if Brandy is lying and she said yes. I am not trying to put this person here in any way to perform. In April, I went to the Southern Orange Bar to do my podcast. She invited me to a movie session.
Can I ask you a question? Was Aaron there?
No, Aaron was there because she said I was there with him. I knew for 100% fact that they had an open bank as long as they were just a girl. So we were making out, and then I bit her. Anything about it, Bart? I left Mark. Glove fight.
Yeah,
but she came around to me. Like, there's Mark. So, the next day she says to me, Aaron can never mention. He'll kill me. This is from my corset. And I said, okay.
What corset was?
She was wearing a corset for the interview she was hearing.
Aaron was okay, as long as it was beneath you.
I didn't try bite marks, and then but bite marks from you, so why was Aaron lying?
That's her point. That's what she said. That's what she wanted you to lie to, guys.
You told me it was okay, and now all of a sudden it isn't.
Right.
And then I thought, oh my God, like, now I have to keep her secret from cheaters. I hate cheaters. I was cheated on. I would never do that. And she told me what when she said Aaron will kill me.
Well, you're saying right now it's too easy to me.
It's all for you, factory. I'm being honest. It's about shutting me up to make sure that I never let anyone know, especially if they're running out of room, that it happened, regardless of from Brandy, and how Brandy started coming back into this group, and then she started feeding her with information to make her feel close to Denise, so then she's once again not going to be outed.